Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And you might want to check your audio because it sounds kind of muffled. generally, what happens when a wise man contributes to a wise word? What does it say in Ecclesiastes chapter 20, verse 15? It says, if a skillful man hear a wise word, he will commend it and add unto it. As soon as not known and no understanding hear it, it displeases him. He casts it behind his back. Also, a wise man will appear and increase in understanding. And a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Yeah, we have a lot of background noise on the temple, man. Well, when we have to rush to get things together, this is generally what happens. So I would say that you're going in the right direction, because in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, it says, Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, and that you do minister to the saints and do minister. So we're doing this work. You know, we try to do the best we can. We get out there, and we know that a lot of people want to hear this word, so we try to bring them to them as it should be. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 6, it says, though I may be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. So we might not make it sound like you want to hear it, but you can believe we have the knowledge to get it out there right. Well, we welcome and thank everyone for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word and connecting the Bible books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because this is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do, unless we have a high day or a special event, then we will have a class on Tuesday. But we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of that Sabbath is Friday. The time is 7:30 to 10:30 of that class. The bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. That website address is tribeyada.com. After you enter that, click Enter. Right under the big lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, you still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to those Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to you throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available by entering three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the Yahuwah 9, the first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. As I mentioned before, the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, explains that very well. 6 says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless but have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known by our members as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. And now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call this number trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live, and when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites and choose that program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, Yahuwah's story will continue on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember one thing. When we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous word of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all covenants of churches of the saints. Because when we do this, we keep those scriptures in mind. But when you're trying to win a bump the gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. So we have to remember, it does give us a good answer for this in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. And I say, well, sometimes that might not be understood. So we'll let you look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 3. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, it says, he or she that answers the matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her. So we want to make sure we don't step into that particular mode of interruption, because we have to know today is another day for the word of Yahuwah. And you have to remember, nothing has changed except the number of people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah, those that commend it and add unto it, only following by certain ones casting the same word behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, and even taking those verses' meanings another way, along with the noisemakers. Can't forget those, the complainers, the deceptive listeners. Those are the ones that flip the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do. And that, if it's all possible. And if anyone ever told you they've done more, now they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another. That's past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's what you call impossible. And we were reminded what the impossible is in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we can find out what our extended possibilities will be. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and hope that all is in order so we can listen to those words of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, tell you one thing, how do we sound now as we get ready to look at the top five and seven, maybe they all night at me. So what kind of sound do we have coming out around that the real world? Take your time and tell old seer something about when you hear those seer grand sounds that come up.
Well, actually, whatever you're speaking into, if it's the mic or whatever, you got to watch how close it is to the mouth, because it is kind of muffled a bit and a little distorted. Other than that, you can be heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, like you say, you know, by being in a hurry to get from one place to the next, and you know, you run things like that, but look the best you can. And probably that's the more than I hear what the commentary is saying, but just let them just write down the scripture. If they write it down and take the time, and if it's a Yahuwah reader, so we'll just take it from here. So, all right, I'll just catch you on the bottom part. So when you meet the young lion out of Camp 1, ready to go, you say, young lion, tribe of Yahuwah of Judah, Yahuwah be there, be right.
Yahuwah bless you. There is your see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Probably, let me see what's going on. Okay. All right. Hope you got it together. So, good enough. All right. So, well, we know the top five is Saturday. All six locations ready to go. We got some fellows come on the table, and we're on the lead teacher, the elders, to come make his presence, and we don't get him out the way. And we get out the way and get ready for the street teaching ourselves. So, young man, travel y'all to God's Jr. What did Matthew 10:19 say? You can clock, come on.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 reads,
"What are you?
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
In that very same hour, it'll give you what you should speak. And what it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 12, in that very same hour, it'll tell you what you want to say. That if you got a little order going about yourself, you just can't just jump out there. So I got to put a rabbit out of the hat and find that out. So because we say Luke 12:12, don't think you can just jump out there and say it and get away with it, because you got some land already. Where we at?
Young man, where we at? Okay. Chapter 12, verse 12.
All right.
Verse 12 reads.
What it read?
"For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you want to say."
Hey, in that very same hour the righteous spirit will teach you. Okay. But you just can't jump out there and say, because you hear Luke 12:12. And think that's all to it. Because Paul was on a mission. And he came to a setting where a lot of Israelites, Northern King was there, the Southern King was there, so he was there. And some help was there. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what he deal with this a little bit. In Acts chapter 19, the first one, let's see exactly what Paul had going on. Chapter 5 and 7, he was pointing to us like he's saying, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on as Paul was on a mission. And what was this mission he was on in the 19th chapter of Acts, verse 1 and 2? What happened? Come on.
We'll go back. Chapter 19, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "It came to pass that while Paul was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain followers." Verse 2, "He said unto them, have you received the righteous spirit since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any righteous spirit."
That's we don't know if it's some fans, the Holy Ghost. He said, now keep reading, because I think you're going to stumble on something. We can work with this a little bit. Until the elder spread some books out. Give me a little bit more of that. I mean, you own some there, young man. We might as well see exactly what you're working with. They said, we never heard of Holy Ghost. Then what Paul said in verse 3?
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 3.
Yes.
Verse 3 reads.
And
he said unto them.
Right.
"Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John Baptist."
And they said it was baptized to John's baptism. So Paul wanted to know, wait a minute now. But what is John's baptism? They said it was baptism to John's baptism. What is that? Back up to Matthew chapter 3 and find out what is that. What are you talking about? See, that's one thing about it. You never know where he's going. That's why We watch the fixing on the camera real carefully. You have to be able to just crack a lesson open as it unfolds itself You know, let the Spirit lead you. Hallelujah. The Bible, what was John's baptism? Let's see what we read about John's baptism. What was John's baptism that we can read? We're going to Matthew chapter 3. We're looking for John's baptism. What was John's baptism? And the great thing, we were baptized up under John. Let's see what's going on in our 3 verse 10. Let's talk about it. Let's find out what was John's baptism. Because that's the way it was baptized. Pick up at verse number 11. Matthew 3:11. Let's talk about it. Go ahead and read.
The book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11 reads,
yes.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Wait a minute. So John's baptism was about this. It was about what?
Water baptism.
Water baptism. So that was John's baptism. Was. Okay. So John was the whole runner for Yahweh the Son. So his baptism was what again?
Water baptism.
So you know you got all these churches and Catholics, all of them. So they're doing a John baptism, huh? So John baptism is water. What after me?
But he that cometh after me
uh-huh.
is mightier than I,
yeah.
whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
Okay.
He shall baptize you with the righteous spirit and with fire.
Wait a minute. You mean that is a change of administration in the baptism. John said he baptized with water, but he said when Yahweh the Son comes, that water goes out of the window. According to what John just said, he said, I'm a forerunner for Yahweh the Son. My baptism is of water, but when he comes, he's going to baptize you with what?
With the righteous spirit and with fire.
He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And let's find out what is the Holy Ghost. So he's going to be using it. So when the Son came, his baptism, he didn't baptize with the water. Because John said that's what he did. He said when he comes, he going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, let's find out what the Holy Ghost did. Let's run to Acts chapter 7. See how you can pick up a lesson on the way of picking up a lesson. So Acts chapter 7 will tell us, because now we're going to have to watch a lot of people now. When they baptize in Jesus' name, well, I baptize you in Jesus' name. Wait a minute. So somebody got to pay out a different on account. Jesus didn't do the baptism with water. That was John did. Because we just read what he said in 19 John. He said, what baptism did you have? He said, we were baptized with what John gave us. And we trace it back to the 3rd chapter. Verse 11, John, you were what again? What was John working with?
Water.
Now, where are we going again?
We're going to Acts chapter 7.
Verse 51 and 53. Let's find out what is this you're talking about. Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. What is that, young man?
The book of Acts chapter 7. Verse 51 and verse 53. 51 reads, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in mind and ear.
Uh-huh.
You do always resist the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
As your fathers did,
uh-huh. So
do you.
Uh-huh.
53. Who have received the law by the dispositions of ages and have not kept it.
Yes. You haven't seen the who?
Has received the law.
The law. So now let's run that down, that law. What are you talking about now? He said, now you run that law down now to 1:17 of St. John. So John just, Paul just, they asked in 19 chapter, what kind of baptism did you receive? He said, receiving water baptism. Okay. They got water baptism. But then we find out that John said, out of his own mouth, the forerunner before Yahweh the Son, he said, I baptize you with water. But when he comes, he's going to use the Holy Ghost. And we trace the Holy Ghost down to the law. He's going to baptize you with the law. So that's the difference between the two baptisms. John baptized you in the water. So when you drop somebody down in the water, according to Scripture, you can't say, in the name of Jesus, you're doing this, proper name, Yahweh the Son, because John just said out of his own mouth, I indeed baptize you with water. But when he comes, he's going to use the righteous spirit. Is that what we're reading? Is that what we're reading now in your mind?
Hallelujah.
So that's what we read. So now the water baptism belongs to John.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Is that what we're reading?
That's what
we read. Y'all brought me into that moment. No, we're not a ain't be obedient. Y'all brought me into that scene right. Now, so we done found out something on the way to find out something. So when we watch on television and we go to these Christian establishments and they baptize you in Jesus' name, wait a minute. We just found out now that's not Jesus' baptism. That's not the mighty one's baptism. Not according to John. Because John said, now come on back and see what John said again. Come on back again. And Matthew chapter 3, verse number 11. Let's see exactly. So those that have been baptized in water, that's not the baptism of Yahweh the Son. How do we know that? Because John just did. And John was the forerunner for Yahweh the Son. So those that think you know, I've been baptized, and how was you baptized? I was baptized in Jesus' name. Okay. But now we find out John saying in 3, verse number 11, what did he say again, 3:11? Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. What did John say again?
But Matthew chapter 3, verse 11.
Listen.
Verse 11 reads.
What are you reading?
I indeed baptize you with water.
I indeed baptize you with water.
Until repent.
Until change. Stop what you're doing. And keep the Torah instruction. Okay? But he that coming after me
is mightier than I. Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
Listen.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
And with fire. And with fire. What's the fire? What are you talking about now? So y'all part of the song on baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire? What is he talking about? How to get understanding? Precept your Bible. How you get understanding about this Holy Ghost? You find out that was the law for the five books, right? Now he's going to baptize you with fire. What's that supposed to mean? Let's run that down. So he said when he comes with the change of administration, he's going to use the Holy Ghost, and we find out that was the law, and we find out and with fire, and what the fire is. Now we want to find what the fire means. See, listen to this on the camera. You got to precept your Bible. Stop talking a good day when the Spirit of Yahweh on you, in that very same hour is to show you how to precept and check the game sales down through the precepts. So we're going to find out what he's talking about. We're going to Jeremiah 1 chapter 5. We're going to find out what he's talking about, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Listen good. He said, when he comes, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and that was the law, and with fire. And what that fire is? Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. What the fire is? Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14.
Looking good.
14 reads.
What it reads?
Wherefore thus says Yahweh,
uh-huh,
of hosts.
Yes.
Because you speak this word.
Because you speak what?
Because you speak this word.
What it reads?
Behold.
What?
I will make my words in your mouth fire.
Or make what?
Make my words in your mouth fire.
Oh, so he going to baptize you with the word, which is the fire you're talking about. His word is fire. That's why he going to baptize you with the word. He's going to baptize you by opening books up. Then the way he's going to speak to you is like fire coming by them scriptures. That's how he's going to bring it to you. So there it is right there. So the forerunner for Yahweh the Son says, when he comes, he ain't going to use what I'm using, the water. When he comes, he's going to use the law and the fire of his word in verse number 11. The only way you'll get that is by precepting your Bible. Now, let's go to verse 12. Back to Matthew 3, verse 12. Now, let's see the Holy Ghost, which is the law, and the fire, which is word, the way he's going to, his presentation going to be. Let's see what he's going to do in verse 12. Verse 12.
Matthew chapter 3, verse 12.
Listen good.
Verse 12 read.
Listen good.
Whose fan is in his hand.
Oh, his fan is in his hand.
And he will thoroughly purge his floor.
And fan, he gonna do what?
Dirty purge his floor.
When you purge them, I mean you get all of everything acting in that. All the wickedness and everything, he gonna purge you. That means he gonna really gut you out. That's what he mean by purge you. So when he drop that word on you, he gonna purge all that garbage about you. All of it. Go ahead and read.
And gather his wheat into the garner.
Wait a minute. And he's going to gather what?
His wheat into the garner.
Oh, he's going to gather the wheat to the garner. Okay, watch this now.
But he will burn up the chaff in unquenched fire.
Ain't that something? That means he's going to gather you to the kingdom. And the rest of them, he's going to throw them in the bottom of the lake of fire. You see what we got on the way? Now by precepting your Bible, he's going to bring you to the kingdom. And he's going to take the rest of them, and he's going to put on Isaiah 66, verse 24. He's going to put Isaiah 66, 24 on everybody else. So if you don't make it to the kingdom, you'll be making to Isaiah 66, verse 24. Listen to this.
Look at Isaiah 66,
verse 24. Listen
good. And then shall go forth.
Yes.
And look up on the carcass.
The carcass, yes. The carcass, the body.
The carcass of the knees.
Yes.
That
have sinned against me.
Well, their worms is not
going to
die.
And their worms is not going to die. And their fire would not be quenched.
And they shall be and the horror.
Uh-huh. Ain't that something? You see what we're talking about? So we don't find out about precepts in the Bible exactly some good stuff. But I'll tell you what we do. We don't need this alone. We'll just be going and finish off where we was at, and we'll get our elder in and take it on the end and get to the young line. So let's go back to the 19th chapter. So now look what you'll find out on the way of finding out something. So now Paul asked him a question in the 19th chapter. He said, well, what baptism did you have then? And so we had what John was on. And what he said, well, you ready? John's thing to go with.
Right.
I just on my mouth, he said, water came over. Is that what we just got to read? When Yahweh's son came, the water was over with. I know that from Mumsey. Back up to let's get a stack of wind from this. One Romans chapter 6. Let me show you that this is not in the corner. When Yahweh's son came on the scene, water baptism was over. We're going to Romans chapter 6. Let's find out. Mother B. We're going to find out exactly in Romans chapter 6, figure verse 1. Let's find out what water baptism holds. Because that's the question he asked. Y'all got the Holy Ghost in here? You never heard of the Holy Ghost. He said, why did you get baptized? We got John thing. So you got the horse and buggy thing, huh? That was you got. You got the horse and buggy thing. See, that was going to be. See, they don't recognize there is a new leader called a 69 Camp of Boys of Jewish life. And they started holding on things that we are unlocking the mysteries all over the world according to the Bible. So now in the 6th chapter, Mother, please. I'll see the first one. Let's see what we're working with. 6, verse 1.
Romans, chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then?
Yeah.
Shall we continue in sin that grace
may abound?
Yes. Continue in sin that
grace may abound? Should we keep sinning because we're upon the grace? Grace is a number of times in a time clock, just like Paul saying, well, he's telling you about that baptism. Verse 2. What?
He said, no,
you just can't keep sinning because you're upon a get your act together while throwing you in the bathroom. No. Once you hear the truth, stop it. Pray.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Verse 3. Yes.
Know ye not? That so many.
That so many of us.
Until Yahweh the Son
was baptized unto him,
not to his death.
Oh, so we were baptized to his death. So he came to get you on the right track. Because if you knew, and last night left, you told me the Father said, now you complete the mission, you got a portion with the great. Then we shared with the strong, and that's the one that's doing the day Yahweh after the last night table. We ain't going over. Verse 4. Right.
Therefore we are buried. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death.
Yes.
That life as Yahweh the Son was risen up from the dead.
Came down here and died. But we already knew the problem was the Father was getting up. We're not going to leave our souls in the grave. So there in Bethel, so when he's telling the Romans, since y'all, because his wife is in Rome, that the son already knew the promise of Yahweh the Father. They're going to not dust out you. They're going to lay you down, but I'm going to wake you back up. Because all them do good things. Come on.
Of the dead by the honor of the Father.
Yes.
Even so, we also shall walk in renewness of life.
Oh, so now we got to walk. What kind of way?
Renewness
of life. Now, y'all. So we got to walk in newness of life. So it ain't about you getting no walk. You got to walk in the newness of life. Now I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat on that. What's that supposed to mean? ABFC, we're over there in the book called Colossians. Let's get an answer to that. He'll keep telling you. When the Spirit of Yahweh on you, he'll dictate your lesson of what you got to go. We want to get a couple more in, but we can't use that. We can't use it on the table. We want to find out what is the new one of the life. What that means. Newness of life. We go on to the book of Colossians, and we're going to find out what that means. A.B. Ephesians, we're going to find out what that means by that. Hey, mother, read that again. Why I have to try to find me some Colossians. Read that verse 4 again.
Verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death.
Yes.
That right. As
Yahweh
the Son was
risen up from the dead by the
grace of the Father,
uh-huh.
Even so we also shall walk in renewness of life.
So we got to walk in what,
Mother?
Renewness of life. What that owes to me. What that owes to me. And we're going to Colossians chapter 3. What do you mean by now to get right with Yahweh, we got to do what again, mother? What kind of way we got to walk? What's that supposed to mean? A.B. opinion? We're going to Colossians 3, verse 10. What's that supposed to mean? Yes. Bring your A-game. Bring your A-game. 3:10. Come on. Let it go. All right. So you got to put on the new man. Come on. Wait a minute. What is the new man going to be in? You got to have knowledge now. See, you can't even jump up on that water and come out too baptized in water. Now you got to have a buddy Yahweh and son. You got to have some what? Knowledge. You got to have some knowledge. So those got all them tubs in all these big churches, that ain't the baptism of Jesus. Jesus' baptism, which is Yahweh the Son, is newness and knowledge. So if you will walk with him, you will walk in newness of knowledge. Is that what we read?
That's what we read.
Now listen, y'all got to deal with this. Because you know, everywhere you go, you got to inside the church, a big old place to put babies in, everybody in the water. Wait a minute, can you say in Jesus' name? That's blasphemy. Because Jesus' baptism is what again in verse 10? Newness of knowledge. He says this got to be put on the new man, which is newness of knowledge. Go ahead.
After the image of him that created him.
That's the Father and the Son. So, now wait a minute. I got to just come over now. So right now, being baptized, like John said, you got to have the newness of knowledge and your walk got to be right. Mother ran in that Romans 6, your walk got to be right. and what is the Lord, Malim? And 2 John 1, verse 6. What is the walk? So your walk is the newness of life, and they be obedient. I want to go to 2 Corinthians and look at another shot at this newness of life, newness of knowledge. You may have on the right side of the book there, Malim. Give me that, yeah, 1 verse 6. I want to talk about that walk. Uh-huh. I want to talk about the walk.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about the walk, man. Well, I mean, you mean the baptism of Yahweh the Son is the newness in life, walking in the what? In the first five books. And you heard it from the beginning, and you should do what? What did you hear from the beginning, Malim? Genesis 2, verse 3. What did you hear from the beginning, Malim? What did you hear from the beginning in Genesis 2, verse 3? What did you say you heard it from the beginning? What did you hear from the beginning, Genesis 2, verse 3? Uh-huh.
And
Uh-huh. So the beginning of Yahweh instruction to man was the key to Sabbath day. He said, you heard it from the beginning. Walk in keeping the Sabbath day. Walk in keeping the feast day. Walk in keeping having your friends on. Walk, have the right spirit so the Holy Ghost can visit you through the pages of the book. Now, A.B. Ephesians, let's get another shot in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 of 2 Corinthians. So he said you got to walk in newness of life. That means you got to walk in the first five books. So when John Paul the Son came, he came teaching hard him, keep the law. Keep the law. You see what we can find out on the way to find out something? Over 6, bring it, A.B. Ephesians.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
Listen, go.
For Yahweh, who commanded the light to shine out of
darkness,
has shined in your mind.
Has shined in your what?
Your mind.
What?
To give the light of knowledge.
What is it? Give the light of what?
Give the light of knowledge.
Yes, you will know what this man's saying and what he's not saying. So it's no line with his name in it by taking nobody to water now. The water is over with. John just said, no, I baptize you in water indeed. But he going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost is teaching you the first five books. The fire is his words upon his spirit. Come on back. Come on. Let me get out of the way. That's why I don't got happy. Hey, come back to ask my kids. So now you just go by all the way to find out something. See, that's why I tell you, if you got the right spirit on you, you need to let them bring out what you got to bring out, what you need to bring out. So now we're going back. And Paul asked a question in the 19th chapter. And Paul, what did Paul say again, man? That's why I'm going to do it now. I'm going to play like I ain't going to put nothing to it. I'm just going to go ahead and let it unfold itself. Acts chapter 19, verse 3. Listen good.
Acts chapter 19, verse 3.
Listen to this.
Verse 3, read. And he said unto them,
yep.
unto what then were you baptized?
Yes, what then were you baptized?
And they said unto John's baptism.
And John's baptism is what kind of way, Marlene? What kind of way? No, but what was John baptized with?
Water.
Water, Marlene. Three of them. Water. John baptism was water. John is the one that you see them all out there taking out there to the lake and all that stuff with their long boots on, dropping in the water in the name of Jesus, holding your name. Boy, that is blasphemy, according to John. Blasphemy. All right. All right. So let us call Caroline, come back to 3:11 and read one more time in Matthew. Let's see what John said out of his own mouth. 3:11 of Matthew.
Going back to Matthew.
Listen real good.
Chapter 3:11.
Yes.
11, read.
Amen.
And when they will come into the house.
Now, come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11, read. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yes.
But he that come after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
Yes.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
And with fire.
And with fire. So, Mummy, what was Yahweh the Father?
Book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 6.
Let me go.
6:3.
What?
And when Paul had laid his hands upon
him. Oh, then Paul laid his hand on him. So Paul laid his hand on him out of Revelation.
And the Holy Ghost
and
came
what?
On him.
And the Holy Ghost came on him. So Paul had his hand in that book.
Mm-hmm.
He had his hand in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was popping them souls on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started saying, hey, that's what happened. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Baptizing in the word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what baptism is today.
That's right.
Not giving you up in water. Having babies all trembling over that water. Put a towel on that baby.
Hallelujah.
You know I don't want it everywhere. That's why we got to come, y'all.
That's right.
What does it say?
The book of Acts.
What?
Chapter 19.
What?
Verse 7.
What?
Verse 7 reads.
What?
And all the men were about to...
Wait.
Oh, now it finished up 6.
Yeah.
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 6.
Yes.
6 reads.
What?
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them.
His hand upon them.
And the Holy Ghost came on them.
And the Holy Ghost came on them. And what happened then?
And they spake with tongues.
Uh-huh.
And prophesied.
And they spake with tongues. And y'all what?
Prophesied.
Well, wait a minute now. they're going to tongues mean, so I'm going to leave this alone. Molly, give me the 1 Corinthians 14, verse 7-8. Let's find out about this, what you're talking about. About these tongues. So, let's find out something on the way to find out. I'm going to leave this alone. Because the bottom line is, we'll get this another time. But we find out something that we've had all ever since Judah failed. The whole world has failed. Judah got to come back with the understanding what this book is really saying, and all that dramatic thing doing, you got to bust that in the middle of the city. So now, in the book of Corinthians, there, Mother E. We want the first one to support you. Well, hold on, please, read 7-8. Go ahead, read 7-8. Okay, read verse 6.
Yes. Now, brethren, if I come unto you, speaking
you
with tongues.
So, if I come, brethren, speaking you with tongues. Now, if I walk in, I'm sort of speaking you with tongues. What do I profit by speaking you and, you know, you got somebody over there. You got preachers now humping their shoulders all up, saying things that nobody understands, even himself don't understand. He ain't going to have a parakeet from somebody else. He said, what can I profit behind that, Chris?
Except I shall speak to you, either by revelation.
Revelation?
Or by knowledge.
Or by knowledge.
Or by prophesying.
Or by prophesying. Oh, my God, what do you mean by doctrine? Oh, mother, what are you talking about? If I'm going to speak to you, he's saying I'm going to speak to you by doctrine. What is he talking about, mother? And we can read. Remember, if you precept your Bible, you can get the game sales down, but if you don't precept the Bible, you give him a half a chance. You ain't going to give him no chance now. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 2. What are you talking about? Hey, Moses, what are you talking about in Proverbs 4, verse 2? And I come to speak to you, you know, I'm going to put some doctrine on me. That's what he said.
That's right.
What are you talking about, Moses? Just read it exactly what you see. So we can make it sense. 4, verse 2. Proverbs 4, 2.
Chapter
4,
verse 2.
Yes.
Verse 2.
Right.
I
give you good doctrine.
My law.
Don't forsake my law. I'll put the dramatics on you. Don't forsake the first five books.
That's right.
That's what he's talking about.
don't forsake the first five books.
That's right.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what we read.
Is that what Paul telling them?
Yeah, that's
what Paul's done away with.
Yeah.
Paul's telling you, don't forsake the first five books.
That's right.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what we read.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Now, come on back again. Come on back. I don't got to ask you. You see what's going on here?
Mm.
When you preach up your Bible, it tells you exactly what's going on. Hallelujah. Hey, come back. Where was that? Come on, Mother. Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother E.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Mother E, how long I got to wait for you to move? So now we know what doctrine is, right? Doctrine is supposed to him put the law here, right? And that's what Paul said you do? Oh, I can't get nothing. I can't get nothing, so I'm going to get my boy. I ain't going to get nothing out of this way. I ain't going to get nothing.
You'll get something.
Oh, I can't get nothing. I can't get nothing. I'll see now. I got to go out for you. I ain't going to get nothing out of this place. I ain't going to get nothing out of them. Verse 7. So we know what doctrine is now. What is doctrine again, class? The law, or the five books. So Paul said, if I come speaking in another tongue, start talking to you on the devil, say, ain't nothing happening here. But I'm going to put some book on you. The first five books on you.
That's right.
That was Paul saying. Let's say in verse number 7. And 6. Now what are you saying 7? Verse number 8. No, verse 7.
Going back over to the book of Acts.
19:7.
The book of Acts.
19:7.
19, verse 7.
What?
7 read.
What?
And all the men were about 12.
So all these men were about 12, see? So about 12 men that Paul was addressing, right? Wasn't it? And everybody got it right. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
What?
And he went into the temple.
And so he went way, way over here in Ephesus, and they had a temple thing. And Paul went into the temple. What kind of way? What?
And spake bold.
What kind of way? What did he do?
Bold.
Boldly he spoke. That's the term he was using. Boldly speaking, every language that they were scattered in, Paul had that ability to do that.
Yeah.
How long?
For the space of 3 months.
3 months he was on there. What was he doing?
Disputing.
Yes.
And persuading.
And doing what?
Persuade
Wearing.
The things concerning the kingdom of Yahweh.
Wearing.
But not.
What?
But when the divers.
Yeah.
What?
But when diverse. Divers. Thank you.
But not. And when the divers.
Diverse.
Were hardened.
Yeah. So what do you mean with hardened? See, you always got some squares around you. You always have some squares now. Some calves. Always gonna be some care. Huh? Some care. Go ahead.
But divers were hardened.
Yeah.
And believed not.
And they what?
Believe not.
What they do?
But speak evil.
You what they do?
Speak evil.
And that's what they do today.
Hallelujah. Of that way before the multitude.
You did? They got on the microphone. And they started running their fat mouth. And that's what they did?
Mm-hmm.
But they were evil, they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and read.
He departed from them.
Yeah, and Paul just said, okay, y'all make it better when you can. Go ahead.
And separated the followers. Disputing daily.
What kind of way?
Disputing daily.
Where?
In the school.
And the what?
In the school.
Where are we going to have high school? We can dispute daily at high school. Go ahead and read.
Of one.
He went to school over there going down. You see what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, found no place. Got the school store going down. What happened next?
Verse 10.
Ring, 10.
And this continued by the space of 2 years.
For 2 years he's going to the school working them over.
So that all they which dwelt in Asia.
Wait a minute, all the way over there in Asia? You mean it's over there with Moab and Ammon? You mean Israelites? Like yes, see right here. We in every nation upon the sun.
Yeah.
So Paul was way over there in the land of Shem called Asia.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on there? What was going on there?
When brethren Asia heard the word
and when one that dwelled in Asia heard the word, what happened?
Of Yahweh the Son.
Listen.
Both Jews and Greek.
And that is Judah and Israel. Southern and northern kingdom is over there right now. Southern and northern kingdom, we over there in Asia right now. So that is right there. And this is for the slave trade. You've been over there for a long time. You got everything done 1619, they're gone. This is 96 AD, right here.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on in verse 10?
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 10.
Listen good.
And this continued by the space of 2 years.
How many years?
2 years.
Okay, we read that all
now.
I'm in verse whatever.
Verse 11. And Yahweh brought special miracles by the hands of Paul.
Oh, Yahweh worked with Paul over there in Asia. 12.
Verse 12.
What?
So that from his body, were bought unto the sick handkerchiefs.
Yeah, handkerchiefs.
Or aprons. And the disease departed from them.
Uh-huh.
And the evil spirits went out of them.
So now you got people now sending you bottle of water and handkerchiefs. Can everybody get their handkerchiefs up from here? Purchase this healing handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Put it somewhere close to you. or my hands on you. You got old brother like you go in the bathroom and fill up a whole lot of jugs of water to look in. How much water you need? You got healing water in the water.
Go ahead,
read.
13.
What?
For the banks, 19.
Now, 13.
Good now. 13, read.
Now listen to this.
Then searching of the vagabond Jew.
It was a vagabond Jew that land in the cut.
Exorcist.
How you say it?
Pronounce
that word,
El. Exorcist.
Go ahead.
Took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits.
So now these vagabond Jews, Judah, the wicked Jews, they were going there and angel. And what's that word again, Elder? Good. Took up them to call what?
Over there with that evil spirit.
That
the Lord
had evil. Now, listen.
Evil spirit is the name of Yahuwah the Son. They,
which had evil spirit, the name of the old letters,
saying
what?
We
adjure
you
by Yahuwah the Son,
whom Paul teaches.
Whom Paul teaches. So we adjure you. So they were watching Paul. So now they're going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tell you what Paul is working with.
Right.
Who are these people in verse 14?
Verse 14.
Right.
And there were seven sons
of Sceva.
Of one Sceva.
Yeah. What was he?
A Jew.
He was a Jew. He was Judah. He was old Judah. That was old Negro. Old Negro was there. See?
Mm-hmm.
Negro was there. That's right. Negro. Huh?
And chief of the priests.
Wait a minute, ain't a Negro or what?
Chief man.
Chief man. Oh, Negro. He was
chief.
With Jesus. Now, where was the next 14?
15.
Right.
And the evil spirit.
And the evil spirit.
Asked him.
What did he say?
He said.
What?
Yahweh the Son, I know.
Yes, I know Yahweh
the Son. And Paul, I know.
And Paul, I know.
But who are you?
Now, who are you? See, you can tell who are y'all? See, who are y'all? We know what we're doing. So who are y'all? If Jesus don't get behind the victim on the count, are you going to lose?
Hallelujah.
Verse 16.
Verse 16.
What?
Acts 19, 16, read.
Listen good.
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them.
It's a man who... What?
And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them,
yeah,
and overcame them.
He overcame them.
And prevailed against them.
And an evil spirit prevailed against them.
So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
They was in that school and they ran by there naked. And where was all this going on?
Verse 17.
Yeah.
Verse 17.
Right.
And 17, this was known to all the Jews.
Jews.
And Greeks.
And Greeks.
Jews,
Judah, Greece, northern kingdom of Israel. And where were they living at?
Also dwelling in Ephesus.
He was in Europe. See, we all have grew. We there. We had those 16, 19 slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, you got this 40 years back. We always have been there.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had a boat in 96. But what were they doing there? Now, after Paul had done what he had to do, and the evil spirit done what he had to do, and so they lay back in the hurry something. And what happened? And fear.
And fear fell on them all.
All of them.
And the name of Yahweh the Son.
And the name of all letters, Y-A-W-H, was what?
Magnified.
Magnified. And that's what we do. We magnify the name of YHW.
And showed their deeds.
And on that note, we bring our elder, the lead teacher, Hail to Yah God Israel, trial to Yah God. When we tell with our voice, you say, Hail. Yah God bid you have seen you right here.
God bless you, Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right. Once again, this is Sapphire
Yaquai 7 day, and this is Yaquai doing it. It's marvelous in our eyes. I kind of got stirred up on that one there.
Hallelujah.
Let me throw me in 2 or 3 in the text on that before I move on. I read to that book by Joel, right quick. Joel chapter 2, 27, 28. Yes, ma'am. Look at Joel chapter 2, 27 and 28. Let's see if we can add to this bag a couple of scriptures.
Hallelujah, what?
Joel chapter 2, 27 to 28. Of Israel of the
renewed covenant, and we want to deal with that until the tithes fall out. 21:15, right?
That's correct. Luke 21:15.
Going over to the book of Luke, chapter 21, we want verse 15.
Yes, sir.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
15 reads.
What do you read?
For I would give you a mouth, for I would give you a mouth in wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
You know what Yahweh said in that mouth according to Isaiah 51, I believe 16, and Isaiah 59. Yahweh put his word in our mouth, right? That is the wisdom that he put in our mouth. Especially Deuteronomy, mother. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's begin at verse number 7. 6, 7, and 8. Deuteronomy 4, 6, 7, and 8. Said this right quick, mother. Israel of the royal. Deuteronomy 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. Mother Israel of the royal. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Alright.
Keep therefore and do them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your wisdom.
He said, this is your wisdom.
That's right.
And your understanding. In the sight of the nation.
Come on with it.
Which shall hear all these statutes and say.
Say what?
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Verse number 7, come on. Yes,
so what nation is there so great? Who has Yahweh so nigh unto them?
Mm-hmm.
As the Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him from.
Eight.
And what nation is there so great that has standards and judgment so righteous as all this, your instructions which I set before you this day?
Yahweh the Son came to magnify the first five books, right? But that's not too early Ephesians. Let me deal with a little bit of Ephesians and then I'm going to be on my way out to tell young lady. As I tell you, Ephesians, Mother, Luke chapter 3. I want to just peep at this right quick. Ephesians 3, pick it up at verse number 1, Mother, Luke.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
We're going to read 1 through 6. And let's see if we can make it make sense, Mother, Luke. Ephesians 3, verse number 1, what do you say?
Ephesians 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Ephesians 3, verse 1. Verse 1 to 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
But this cause I call the
prisoner.
The prisoner of Yahweh. Yahweh the Son. For you Gentiles.
Now Paul said he's coming to the Gentiles, right? Verse number 2, what did he say?
Verse 2.
Let's see if we can get some insight, Mother Z.
If ye have heard of the
dispensation
of the grace of Yahweh, which he has given me to you,
Jewish. So if you have heard of the dispensation of grace of Yahweh, which has given me to you, verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
How that by revelation.
By revelation, go ahead.
He made known unto me the mystery,
mm-hmm.
as I wrote for her in few words.
Verse 4, what do you say?
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
When you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Yahweh the Son.
So he said that he writes to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can make it make sense to say he's being speaking. Especially the book of St. John chapter 7. Let's see out of the mouth of Yahweh the Son. Who are these Gentiles that we can read? Look at St. John 7.
Right on,
Matthew 18:19-20. Mother D of Israel, see you, Roy.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I say unto you,
what do you say?
That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Verse
20.
Mm-hmm.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
So he said you need two or three, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the 2 Corinthians. Well, the 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. So we got one witness said that the first was Jack God Judah, right?
Now
let's see how many more witnesses we need, though. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 7, 1, what do you say? Yes, ma'am. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Look up 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Mother Israel, I'll see you right there.
2 Corinthians 13, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the third time I am come to you.
Mm-hmm.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses, that every word be established.
So out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the matter be settled, right? So he said in Isaiah 11 that the first is Jachdan Judah. Let's see if we get a second witness on the table. Mother B. Israel of C. Roy, it's from the Isaiah 22. Let's see if we can get a second witness. That he's the first that was called Gentile Jachdan Judah. We got on the table so far, right? From the Isaiah 22.
And that the Yahweh
your Yahweh brought you out to
take heed is what I'm looking at.
What?
I'm looking at verse 15. Take heed.
Take heed.
Deuteronomy 4:15. Look at Deuteronomy 4, verse 15.
Chapter 16, verse 59 reads,
For thus says Yahuwah.
Thus says Yahuwah.
I will even deal with you as you have done, which has despised the oath in breaking the covenant.
So he said that we did what?
Break the covenant.
We despised the oath, and we broke the covenant, right?
Verse 60.
What did he say?
Verse 60. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth.
But I ain't coming with nothing new. I'm going to remember the covenant I made with you in the day of your youth, right? All that point, under the of Israel, why go all the way back to the youth? Stop what's going on in your youth, Israel.
Hey.
We need to read some of that good stuff, right?
Well, tell them that on hell.
The book of Jeremiah 2. Get up in verse number 1, 2, and 3. What was going on in your youth? Mother dear Israel of Sea Royal. That's fast. 1, 2, and 3.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Moreover,
the word of Yahweh came unto me
saying. What?
Verse 2. Go and cry in the ears of Yahdudah saying. Thus says Yahuwah.
Thus says Yahuwah.
I remember the kindness of your youth.
He said, look at it. I remember the kindness of your youth. Go ahead.
The love of thine is found.
Come on, mother dear.
When thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown.
Verse number 3, what do you think?
Israel was righteous unto Yahuwah, and the first fruit of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, says Yahuwah.
So he said, I remember how you went after this agreement.
In your youth,
right?
That's right.
Ezekiel 16, verse number 60. Young man from the tribe of
Yahdah Judah.
Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse
60. Yes, sir. 60,
read.
What do you
mean? Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth.
Now, we understand that statement very clear now, right? It ain't no puzzle to V-O-T-T-Y, right?
Turn around
on that.
And I will establish unto you an everlasting covenant.
What kind of covenant are you going to establish?
An everlasting covenant.
You think we can hear that another second time? Mother D of Israel, see you right. That's not just a rock. Let's see if we can hear that again. Surah 17, right quick. The book of Surah chapter 17, Mother D of Israel, see you right. Is that the one I'm looking for? No, that ain't the one I'm looking for. Let's run to Psalm 105, Mother dear. I got to hear that everlasting covenant saying again, Mother. Okay. Psalm 105, 6 through 10, what do you say?
Psalm 105,
verses
6 to 10.
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 105, verses 6 through 10.
Psalm 105, verses 6 to 10, read.
What do you read?
Oh, you seed of Abraham.
Oh, you seed of Abraham.
His servant. The children of Israel, his chosen. Verse 7. He is Yahweh, our Yahweh. His judgments are in all the earth.
Verse
8. He has remembered his covenant forever. The words which he commanded to a thousand generations.
Come on, Mother.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
This covenant he made with Abraham.
Covenant he made with Abraham.
And his oath unto Isaac.
Go ahead.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And confirmed the same unto Israel for a for instruction. And to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
So the covenant is on the table of how long? Let's try to back in Ezra, chapter Judges chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother Israel of the royal.
Turn right on you.
Yes, ma'am. Second Ezra, in the Apocrypha. Chapter 3, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if we can hear that information the third time.
Yes.
Red, you need two or three witnesses.
That's right.
To tag a shaven word, right?
That's right.
Let's see if we can get another one on the table, Mother. Second Ezra. Chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Second Ezra, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In the 30th year, after the ruin of the city, I was in Babylon.
So Ezra said, I was in Babylon, go ahead.
And I lay
and made trouble
upon my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And my soul come up over my head.
My mind. Verse number 2, what do you say?
Okay. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the desolation of Babylon's feet.
Oh, I saw the desolation of God Judah's southern kingdom, right? Couldn't mm-hmm. the words lightning come out.
Mm-hmm. And the wealth of them that dwell at Babylon.
Verse number 3, come on, my
three. And my spirit was so moved so that I began to words of fear to the Most High and say.
So Ezra said, I got something I got to get off my chest. Right. And the only one that's going to listen to me is Joshua. Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, verse 13. 13 through 16, Mother.
Okay, on verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now when they live the wicked before me,
wait.
Thus did choose to a man from among them.
You say now when they live so wickedly before mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. you just choose a man from among them. Go ahead.
Whose name was Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read on, verse 14, come on.
Mm-hmm. Him does love.
Him you love it.
And unto him only.
Hold on, mother.
Him. How? Only him. Only.
Only. Go ahead. That's a big word there. Yeah. Go ahead, read out. Thou did what?
Thou
doest thou will. You show what you expect, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 15, come on.
Verse 15.
What happened?
And made it an everlasting covenant with him.
What kind of covenant, mother?
An everlasting covenant.
Everlasting covenant. Mm-hmm. Let's run back to that Ezekiel, young lion. Ezekiel chapter 16. Think of that 61 through 63.
We're going to
be out.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 61 down to 63.
Yes, sir.
61 reads.
What do you mean?
Then you shall remember your way
mm-hmm.
and be ashamed.
Good.
When you shall receive your sister,
mm-hmm.
your elder, and your young.
Come on.
And I will give them unto you for a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
For daughter, but not by your covenant.
Verse 62, what did he say?
62. And I will establish my covenant with you.
Now he said, I'm going to establish my covenant with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now he already told them in verse 59, y'all broke the oath
mm-hmm.
and the covenant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to redo this thing all over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this ain't no new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
This is a renewed agreement, right? Come on, bro.
And you should know that I am Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 63.
Come on with it.
That you may remember and be confounded.
Go ahead.
And never open your mouth anymore.
Come on.
Because of your shame.
Uh-huh.
When I am pacified towards you for all that you have done, said Yahweh.
So he said that he was going to reestablish this thing
mm-hmm.
with the same people that he established it from Jump Street.
Right?
So this word would not return to him void.
Yes.
And he said his covenant is an everlasting covenant.
Yes.
And all that do, he's going to bring in that young lion. From the tribe of Yahshua Judah, of the Micaiah Israel, see you one, I said, hallelujah.
What does he want us to remember in that word that he's going to bring back? What they did.
said what? Okay, so we got Yahweh the Son. Read that again, Sister A.B. One more time. We want to make sure we got a solid foundation on who he said the truth is.
John
14,
6. Yahweh the Son said unto him.
Read John 14, what?
Verse 6.
All right, John 14, verse 6. What did it read?
Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth,
mm-hmm. And Yahweh the Son said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life.
Yeah.
Yahweh the Son let me know that he's the truth, right? Yeah. And we're trying to find out that truth is that word. What he had to say in James 1:18, Sister A.B.? We're going to put it up. Matter of fact, Mother G.F. Israel, he was John 11:3 before Sister A.B. gave me that James 1:18. This is what we're putting on it's true. We're going to stand on the truth. Then we're going to slide down. We'll get a little bit more about the spirit. We're going to make sure we got truth down pat.
Psalms 11, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am. What is that?
If the foundation be destroyed,
mm-hmm.
What can the righteous do?
We want to make sure that the foundation is not destroyed. Right? We're going to make sure the righteous can do what they need to do. We're going to put on the table a little bit more about the truth. And let's go with James. We're going to pick it up, James chapter 1, verse 18, Sister A.B. What's reading over there?
James chapter 1, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Of his own will, he got me up with the word of truth.
The word of what?
Of truth.
That's all we need right there. It's the word of truth that we got. So we got the word of truth on the table. We know the ministry of the spirit. When he comes, he'll come and give us this word of truth, right? Let's see how he operates in the book of James.
Call that last verse out again.
That was James chapter 1, verse 18.
1:18.
Now let's see how this messenger spirit operates. We're going to go to James. And we're going to pick it up in chapter 8. Mother Eve, can you help me out there, James chapter 8? And we're going to read two verses there right now. And Mother D gonna meet you over there in Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 down to 22. So, Mother E, we're gonna read Daniel chapter 8. We're gonna find a little bit more about this ministry spirit, because we know he's coming to give you the truth, and we know it's gonna be the word. But when the ministry spirit comes to give you the truth in his word, let's see what he has to say when he comes, how he operates.
Mm-hmm.
In Daniel chapter 8, we want verse 15 and 16, and let's just put that on the table right now and go from there. Mother, you on the clock.
Look at Daniel chapter 8.
Ma'am.
Verse 15 and
verse
16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15. And it comes to say, when I Daniel, had seen the fish,
mm-hmm.
and saw for the meaning,
mm-hmm.
then behold, death stood before me as the appearance of a man.
Now, inside the book of James, James just let it be known that he had a vision. And he wanted to know the meaning of it. But he said when he looked up, he seen the appearance of a man, right? Okay, who was this appearance that he saw? Mother Eve. Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a man's voice between the bank of Ulai, which called and said, David, let this man understand this.
So he said Gabriel is the one that showed up to him, right?
Yeah.
He said to make this man to understand the vision. But when he came and made him to understand the vision, let's see how he ended up after he got to understanding this vision according to Daniel chapter 9, verse 20 down to 22. He's got a minute spirit roll when he slide down numbers and he comes to visit. How you supposed to leave Mother E? Mother G.F. Israel? Daniel, we're going to Daniel. We're going to chapter 9, and we're going to pick it up at verse 20, and we're going to read down to 22. We want to make sure we got our foundation down packed. About when the ministry spirit rolled up
Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 22.
What it read?
Verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying.
Hey, see, I was speaking and praying. What else is he doing?
Confessing my sin.
He was doing some confessing of his sin.
And the sins of my people Israel.
And he was confessing the sins of his people, our people, Israel. Can you read?
And presenting my supplication before Yahweh.
Before who?
Before Yahweh, my Yahweh. For the righteous mountain of my Yahweh. Verse 21. Yet, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly.
How you fly?
Swiftly.
Uh-huh.
Touched me about the time of the evening operation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
22.
And he informed me.
And he informed him.
And talked with
him. And he talked to Daniel.
And said,
what he say?
Oh, Daniel, I am not come forth to give you skills and understanding.
So when the ministry spirit comes forth and, you should be, have some skills and understanding. When a ministry spirit comes to give you all truth, you should have some skills and some understanding. Let me see, can I pull something out? And look at this. Is it 8:12, Matthew 8:12 that I'm looking for? Can you get that truth? Elder, you get that truth, am I touching the base of it? 8:12, Matthew,
8:12.
Truth set you free.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
I'm in the neighborhood.
St. John, I believe.
John. All right.
8:32.
Yes, John, sir. Since they did, bring me this John, 8:32. See, when you get the truth, this is what happens. Skills and understanding, he come and bring you the truth. You end up with some John 8:32, 58
bid. Yeah, that's right.
John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Mm-hmm. And the truth gonna make you free. And right while we at it, 58 bid. Matter of fact, Mother T. Let me get that, let me add a little bit more on this freedom. Let me see that said another way. We can see if I can tag in something else about a little bit more about this freedom.
And in that 36 too, 836.
By the way,
I put that on
the thing. Okay, sister, come on back. We're going to come on back to that John 8, and we're going to verse 32 and bring verse 36 in right behind it. My mother Z, get ready for that James 120, 25. Take a peek over there. You can get a little bit more about that. Truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm. John chapter
8,
verse
32
and
36. Mm-hmm.
Verse 32.
And
you shall know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free,
mm-hmm.
you shall be free indeed.
And if the Son shall make you free, okay, you said you should be free indeed. We kind of find out that Yahweh the Son is that that truth.
Yes.
And the truth is that word.
Yes.
And also we come to find out about that freedom. If you're going to be free, they mean you're going to be under some, let me get to James 125 at you, Mother Z.
Let me add a little something to that about that truth. And once you hear that truth, Mother, in 2 Corinthians 13, when you hear Mother, when you hear the scripture coming out, Mother Z, and 13 verse 8, can you hear those CL in 13 verse 8 about this truth? You see, we got this. Once we hear what the Bible is saying, make a difference according to the Bible. Because what, Mother? 2 Corinthians 13 verse 8.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8.
Right.
For we can do nothing against the truth,
mm-hmm.
but for
Let's see how this order goes inside this body.
Yeah, you put a little more audio in that voice. You on that little microphone.
highly the Yahweh of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites.
The prayers of the who?
Dead Israelites.
Uh-huh.
And of our children.
Uh-huh. So any of their children too then, huh? Mm-hmm. So they dead too.
Children which have sinned before you and not hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh for the wish cause
Weave unto us. So Yahweh said, so these dead is dead Israelites. These dead is referring to these dead Israelites that in their children. And that's why we here today, because we the children of these dead Israelites, and we come to wake them up. What we reading over there, since they did. Pick it back up where you left off at.
Verse 25.
Uh-huh, the voice of Yahweh, the son of Yahweh. Uh-huh. 27. What did he say in 27? So he's given authority to Yahweh the Son. And he said he gave it to him. What did he say? There's a word there that I heard in that. Did he say something about subjection? Uh-huh. So he told him to execute judgment. So he gave it to authority to Yahweh the Son. So let's see what he had to say in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4 down to 10.
Let's go see if get a precept on that, mother. Uh-oh. Young line, let me get a precept on that. So he said they're going to hear the Psalm voice and what will happen again? Can y'all hear me out in that verse? He said they're
going to hear the Psalm voice and what will happen? The son of Yahweh the Father,
yeah.
And they that hear shall live.
And they that hear his voice shall live, right?
Mm-hmm.
The psalm, but he always gives you a shadow of that mother dear of Israel. So he always gives you a shadow. See, remember, everything is always a shadow. Let's get a shadow of what he's talking about in the fifth chapter by going to St. John 11, mother dear of Israel. And think of verse 38. You let me see, I can do nothing. My father said all that good stuff. I heard all that good stuff. And he be listening real good. Yeah, he's a precept with that. He's a shadow how it's going to be. We're going to St. John chapter 11, 38 down to verse 4. Let's say that mother, D of Israel. Get in that microphone and let them hear it all the way out there around the country.
St. John chapter.
Get the microphone, go ahead on and let them hear. 11:38 to 40. 11:38 to 40. So I love to hear a lot of things. I'm a great note taker. So let's get a case in point. He said he won't hear the song for us. So he got to be a shadow somewhere.
11:38 to 40. St. John chapter 11, verses 38 to 40. Read.
What
verse 38?
Right.
Yahweh the Son, therefore, again, groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Verse 39. Yahweh the Son said, take you away the stone.
Yeah.
Martha, the sister. of him that was dead. Dead unto him.
Sister of him that was what?
Dead.
Dead. You listen to hear the sound voice and the dead gonna get up. Did y'all all read that?
Mm-hmm.
What did it read?
Said unto him, Yahweh, by this time he stinks.
He stinks?
For he has been dead 4 days.
He been dead how long?
4 days.
Uh-huh.
Verse 40. Yahweh the Son said unto her.
What did he say?
Say I not unto you that if you would believe, you should see the greatness of Yahweh.
41.
41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yahweh's Son lifted up his eyes and said, Father.
Where is his father at? Thank you.
Yeah, we want Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4 and 10. But I can't keep letting that go. I keep hearing this 4-piece, 3-piece, 2. Let's go to James, mother. I can't let that get away. It's that it comes to my mind. We'll go over there to James, right? And we'll get a little idea about this 4-piece, this 3-piece, 2. And let's see what's going on that he had to say in James. And let's pick it up at verse. Let's make a good meal out of it. Let's pick it up at verse 1, and then we're going to read all the way down to verse 3.
James chapter 1?
Yeah, we're going to go to James chapter 2, and we're going to pick it up at verse 1, 2, and 3. We're going to find out what we had to say about this 3-piece suit, 4-piece suit that be going on around here. Again, while you at it, since we're going that route, Mother E, hand me that, let me take a peek on Zephaniah 1:8. Have that ready for me. And I might have you read, but I'm going to take a peek. But bring that out for me, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's read James chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 down to 3 and get understanding about this old 3-4-piece suit that we got going on today.
James chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Yeah, what do you read?
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
My brother. Have not the faith of our Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh of greatness, with respect of person.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. For if there come unto you assembled a man with a gold ring,
goodly apparel,
and there come in also a poor man,
And bow, what do you call it?
Verse 3.
What do you say?
Verse 3. And you have respect to him that wears the gay clothes.
Oh, they got respect to him that wear the what?
The gay clothes.
The 3-piece suit, the 4-piece suit. Mm-hmm. They got respect to the ones that wear the gay clothing. Yeah. And what they say to them, though, when they come in with all this gate closing on.
And say unto him.
What do you say?
Sit you here.
Sit here.
In a good place.
In a good place is the gate closing on.
Say to the poor.
Saying then this is to say to the poor.
Stand you there.
Stand you there.
Or sit here under my footstool.
Mm-hmm. Now let's find out what this poor man had on. Let's see what this poor man had on. Let's use this poor man hat on in the book of, let's start out with Numbers, chapter 15. Give me Numbers chapter 15. And we're going first 37 down to 40. And then Mother E. You hold something for me, Mother E. Hold that chapter 9:1-8. Mother Z. And then we're going to slide over there, Mother Z. We want Deuteronomy chapter 22. And you just going to give me verse 12 over there. Just hold that for me. Give me that 1-2 knockout. What you got for me, Sister A.B.? What are you just wearing? It's poor man.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37.
That's man. We want Numbers chapter 15, 37 down to 40. What it reads, Sister A.B.?
Verse 37. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the European, Asian man, African American, and every other name under the sun. That's what he's speaking to?
The children of Israel.
He said, speak unto the children of Israel. What did he say to the children of Israel?
And
bid them. And order them, this poor man, what this poor man was ordered to do?
That they make them treasures in the borders of their garments.
Oh! They got to make treasures in the borders of their garments in?
Throughout their generations.
Mm-hmm.
And that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue.
So this can't be no fringe. This poor man had to have a ribbon of blue around the fringe, too, in the borders, right? I see the ribbon. It's for his friends. What does that mean? It's in rich. Mm-hmm. So when you look upon that fringe with the ribbon of blue going around it, what he says it's going to do? That's a reminder. How to do what? Now we have watched theory. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do what? And he said you gotta do something else. He said you gotta remember. He said you have to remember. Pick it back up from there. You gotta remember to do what? Mm-hmm. 41. That you may remember that you all the Torah, 21, and I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Mm-hmm. So Yahweh laid the lick down, and he gave us a dress code. And he told us how he wanted us to look. So that poor man, he was wearing his some fringes with some ribbon of blue going on that garment on. Alright, so can we get a stack of witness on this dress code, Mother's Eve? What do you have to say over there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22? We want just verse 12. Chapter 22, and we want verse 12.
Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. Thus shall make you fringes upon the
quarter
of thou
vesture,
where will thou cover yourself.
So he said, hey, put them fringes all around now on that vest of them garments you got on that you cover yourself with. Put just a ribbon of blue on there. Because I want to make sure Israel remember everything I told them with them Torah instructions. So that poor man, he had on some garments with some ribbon of blue going on around it. He got some gold fringes hanging down there. You know, but let's see what else we have rolling over there. If you got on that 3-piece, 4-piece suit that we can read in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 8. What do you say, Mother Eve? If you wear that 3-piece, 4-piece suit, 2-piece suit, you got those going on. Yahweh got something to say about that. What do you have to say over there in Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 8?
The book of Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the day of the Yahweh
sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
and I will
punish his friends and the king,
Jew,
and all
such as
are clothed with
strange appeal. He's
going
to punish those that are clothed with what?
Strange
appeal. So if you got some strange apparel, Yahweh say, hey, I'm going to punish you for wearing that strange apparel because I told you. Children of Israel, I want you to have on them garments with that royal blue garments on that Sabbath day. I want y'all to come in with that ribbon of blue going on around them with them fringes hanging on there. If you don't have that going on, I'm going to consider you just some strange apparel. And I'm going to deal with you. So let's go back over here. Since we know the kid there and we know that 3-piece suit, in strange apparel, you know, it's the gay clothing. Let's find out what else he had to say. We're going back over to this Hebrew. Who's going to be reading that for me? Chapter 2, verse 4 down to 10. Yeah, look, chapter 2, verse 4 down to 10. Who was holding that for? Mother D.F. Israel? Yeah, we're going back over there. And we want to get a little bit more understanding now that we got that three-piece suit squared away. We know that's a strange apparel. They won't give it to us by our maker. But we come to find out that Yahweh's son was giving all the story. And that we want to find out, get a little order going on here, right? So we know the father gave his son all the story. And let's get a stack of witness on that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4 down to 10.
Hebrews chapter 2, verses 4 to 10.
Mm-hmm. And mother, go give me Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. We'll get we'll see something there right there, too.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Yahweh also bringing them witness, both with signs and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And with divers miracles and gifts of the righteous spirit, according to his own will.
Mm-hmm. According to his own will. Mm-hmm. And what's his will that we can read? Look, they did. In Psalms 40, verse 8. What's his will that we can read in Psalms 40, verse 8? Mm-hmm.
I would like to do your will, not on my
Yahweh. Mm-hmm.
Yay. Your Torah instructions is within my mind.
And how long those Torah instructions last that should be written inside of our mind that we can read according to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, since they did. How long those Torah instructions last? It should be in your mind, in our mind. We're going to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. It's back on you, Mother D.F. Israel.
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withered,
mm-hmm.
The flowers faded,
mm-hmm.
But the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
And that's the end of it. The word of Yahweh shall stand forever. So, what you read over there is our Mother D.F. Israel. And we know that the word goes stand for
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come,
mm-hmm.
whereof we speak, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
But one in a certain place testifies him.
What do you say?
What is man, mm-hmm. that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou didst him. Verse 7. Thou madest him a new Lord than the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Thou crownest him with honor and honored him and didst set him over the works of your hand.
He said he done set him over the works of his hand. Mm-hmm. See, read.
Verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his foot,
mm-hmm.
for is that he puts all his subjection
under
him.
Now, who are you talking about? Verse 9. Verse 9.
But we see Yahweh's son, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with greatness and honor, that he, by the mercy of Yahweh should face death for every man. Verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto greatness, to make the captain of their salvation perfect.
Mm-hmm. So we come to find out that it was Yahweh the Son who was all things given subjection unto him.
Mm.
All things given authority to him. But it did slide something in there. It said to every man. We come to find out that John 3:16, it don't hold up because of whosoever We're going to read that in the book of Joel, chapter 2. We're going to go read it, and we're going to pick it up at 27, 28, drop down to 32. And we'll find out whosoever is Israel. But that's not going to hold up for that part right there. But we did come to find out it was Joshua the son who was given all the authority and suggestion. When you say suggestion, what do you mean by that? Let's pick it up and let's preach up our Bible. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, Mother Z.
A couple of last verses, I'll deal with that tomorrow or another time.
We just got down reading the book of Hebrews chapter, was that 2 down to
4
to 10.
Chapter 2, 4 down to 13.
Mm-hmm. Mother, let's find out about this suggestion. Let's get a precept on the suggestion. We'll get 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1.
Likewise, be in subjection to your own husband.
Mm-hmm. You stop right there. So he told them to be subjection to their own husband, right?
Right.
So they mean that that word subjection, they mean somebody in the position of authority over someone else. All right, so let's find out in Luke chapter 2, verse 48 down to 51. Mother Eve. Yeah, we want Luke chapter 2, 48 down to 51. We'll get a little bit more detail about this word suggestion. And he said he told the wives to be suggestion to their own husband. That means they have to be suggestion to someone. That means they have to be given they have to give up that authority to someone.
We're
going to Luke chapter 2, we're going 48 down to 51. Mother Eve, what you read, Mother Eve?
Luke chapter 2, verse 48 and 51.
That's ma'am.
Luke chapter 2, verse 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Why hast thou thus dealt with us?
She said, son, why hast you thus dealt with us?
Behold, thy father I have
sought thee. He said, we're looking for you. Verse 49.
Okay. Thy father and I have sought thee. Father. Mm-hmm. 49. And he said unto them,
what
is that? I is it that you sought me. With thee, not this I must. About my father's
business. Mm-hmm, that's what I'm saying. He's got a little burden. Verse 50.
And they understood not the saying which he speaks unto thee.
And for 51, what happened to 51?
51. And he went down with them.
He went down with them